Call from Hire My Caregiver.
A new Pennsylvania home care form has been generated. Their name is Joneet Turner. Press any key to connect with Joneet. Press any key.
Hello.
Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. Ms. Turner, how are you today?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Hi. How can I assist you? Did you need some assistance onto home care services?
Yes, I did. So I'm trying to get some information because I'm trying to see if I can get paid to care for my grandmother.
Okay. And what county does your mom reside in?
Bucks County.
Bucks County. And has she ever had services in the past, or would this be her first time applying?
First time.
Okay. And what kind of health insurances does she have?
She has devoted partners, and she's also under Medicaid.
Okay. What we could do is check her Medicaid right now and see if she's eligible for the services, okay?
Okay. So I just got off the phone with the caseworker, and he told me she was approved a couple days ago, and the letter should be in the mail, so we should be getting it any day now.
Okay. Well, let me get your mom's first and last name.
Diana Hess.
Diana?
Yes.
Diana, D-I-A-N-A?
Yep.
And the last name?
Hess, H-E-S-S.
And her date of birth?
March 25th, 1945.
And her home address?
1108 Terry Street, Bristol, PA, 19007.
You said Crystal, PA?
Bristol, with a B. B-R-I-S-T-O-L.
And that's 19007, correct?
Yes.
And this is located in Bucks County?
Yes.
And you're going to be her primary caregiver to do all hours and get paid for the service?
Yes.
Okay, what's your name?
Jonete, J-O-N-E-T-E.
So J-O-N-E-T-E?
Yes.
And your last name?
Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R.
And this is a good number. What's a good number to reach you, sorry?
267-567-1375.
And what's a good number to reach your mom?
215-458-8147.
All right.
If you guys are going to be calling her, it's best to let me know.
Yeah,
okay.
No, I'm putting you down. You're going to be her point of contact for everything. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. We just need a number to reach her in an event that we can't reach you.
Okay.
Give me one second. I'm going to check right now. And when you said that they called and said that they're going to send you a letter that she's eligible, what exactly are they referring to? Is it Medicaid? Is it home care? What is she eligible for exactly?
So it's through Medicaid, but she was approved for home services.
Okay, so let's check to see if she has a waiver already. Because if she does, this is going to be easy for you. Because we just got to run your background and add you to payroll, and we can start paying you right away.
Okay.
My God, the system is so slow today. Just bear with me, okay?
No problem.
My computer doesn't want to do what I want it to do. Maybe it's all these windows that we keep open. Maybe it's that. Let me close out some of these windows.
It could be.
Yeah, slow down.
That's not really my issue.
Okay.
Okay, so congratulations. She does have... Go ahead.
Give me 1 second. Thank you. Hello?
I'm here. No worries. If we get disconnected, okay. I'll call you back. Are there any minors residing in your mom's home?
No.
Okay. So she does have the waiver in place, okay? So congratulations on that, because this is going to move everything very quickly for you. I'm just going to input the information in the system so that we can start on the hiring process for yourself, okay? Who's going to be your mom's coordinator? Who's been assisting her? Who's her coordinator?
Who's been assisting her right now? It's been me. I actually just
meaning,
my job.
No, meaning on the state level. On the state level, who came to the home?
So she's been having some nurses from the hospital come on certain days.
Hold on 1 second. The letter that you got approving her home care, there's a letter, right? In that letter, there should be a service coordinator's information.
Okay, yeah, so I don't have that yet because he told me he sent it out a couple of days ago, so I should be receiving it in the mail in the next few days.
Do you have his name and number, that person that's telling you this? Because that's the person that we need to get a hold of to get the authorization. What's his name?
I don't say it well, but I believe it's Derringer.
Spell it for me.
D-R-I-N-G-E-R.
Okay. Did he tell you how many hours she's been approved for?
No. He just told me that he just approved it a few days ago. He said he sent out the letter. So it's just basically, I just have to wait for the letter in the mail. What he said, good thing is I can let someone know that she was approved. And that was basically it.
Yep. That means you're already hireable. We can hire you now. Okay. So that's what I'm going to be doing right now. I'm putting in the referral right now so that I can send you your hiring application and further you and your mom along in the process. Okay. 1 second.
Okay.
I want you to write down some of my information. Just let me know when you're ready as well. And what's his number? Do you have his phone number?
Yes, I have his number. His number is
215-781-781. Mm-hmm. 3398. Okay, that's 3398. 1 second. So she was approved through PA Health and Wellness. No, through Keystone, sorry. Keystone is good, too, because they give a lot of hours and they're very helpful. Definitely would like to see who's available to further assist you along. I'm just waiting on somebody to hit me back and let me know.
Okay.
And you said it's 1108 Terry Street. I'm just going to be repeating the information you gave me, okay? That's Bristol, PA. Bristol. And the county is Bucks. Is there an apartment number, a floor?
No, it's a residential house.
Okay. Please hold, okay? Give me 1 second.